Now that was kind of a nervous time, but you know, they said that, well, this is my house, this is my car, this is my truck, and I'm gonna protect it if I had to go down doing it. And
well, that was after they burned down the building. You mean they were protecting it?
It was within a couple of days after that.
How long did that
black
sort of
man got
last?
Together?
It
probably not that long, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks.
Actually, what was the impetus for them even doing that?
Yeah,
what was the problem?
Did anything happen?
No.
They decided they didn't like it.
Yeah, and probably more than anything else, if I draw anything from it, conclusion from it, it's merely more so about this is now the one place beside the church where we can band together, where we can meet, where we can talk. That's what it was really about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This was the first major, having that boys club there, having that little community center there, was the first major place that the community owned. It wasn't owned by Zion Church or Pleasantville Church, it was owned by the community.
No.
Because even at that point in time, this was also one of the things that had also happened, not in relationship to that, but just to show you how strong the community is. We were doing that period of time a long ways out of Atlanta, so the community, even the blacks got together, and we owned an ambulance, and it sat there on that yard because a couple of people had died because we couldn't get them fast enough. So they took it upon themselves to buy an ambulance. Yeah, it was an old used one, but they bought it.
Mm-hmm. Had a driver for
it. Yep. I understand Deacon used to drive.
Yep.
Used to be one of the drivers.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is what we must have been, the story we heard today about the lady and the Mr. Starts with the name P. Name starts with a P. Because she was the Mrs. Was telling us this story.
Oh, about the lady that got beat up by the cop?
I don't know if it was the lady who got, I don't think, it, no, that was about Mrs.
Oh, okay.
The incident that happened with Mrs. But this was another thing about, but she was saying how this, I guess this was a white man who was really nice, she said, who befriended blacks, but this lady had gotten sick, and so they went to him to ask him to take her to the hospital, but he said he couldn't, because if he did that, he would lose his business, because whites would just, not befriend him anymore, and he really wanted to help, but he just couldn't. And I think the lady ended up dying
mm-hmm.
because of that.
And that's when they decided.
And that's when this particular mm-hmm. thing happened. But his name started with a P, but I can't remember mm-hmm. what the name was. And I can't remember who she said the lady was.
No. I have a question, though, about the whole cross-burning thing and the building burning. Whatever happened around here with, like, the news or, like, local newspapers, did they report about this ever, or was it just sort of forgotten, left out, or, I mean, a building
left
burnt.
Left out.
Completely left out. A building burnt.
You have to remember something.
Yeah, I know.
The population of blacks in this town during that time was probably
small.
Yeah, you're probably talking 200, maybe 300.
I doubt if it was that.
It might not. You're probably right, Mom. So,
whites
were in total control.
Right. So
history. You're talking a white newspaper, and they're gonna say, "Well, we had local KKK over here burning the
right.
local cross and let y'all know." No, that was not printed. It's not something that was printed, and that's why I think
anything.
That became an offensive place for them, simply because this is where community meetings were starting to be. And
you were keeping record. Your community was starting to keep record of things that they wouldn't
correct.
Note necessarily. So, wow.